global warning. Are we seeing in the news today God's warnings? Is what is being called global warming really a global warning from God? I believe the answers to these questions is yes, yes, yes. Isaiah chapter 62, verses 11 and 12 tells us what we have to look forward to. Verse 11, Isaiah 62. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Verse 12, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. What a promise to the people of God. The word proclaim in verse 11, or shama in Hebrew, spelled S-H-A-M-A, means to make a sound that causes people to hear. A sound so loud, in fact, that people will come to attention. Making them yield to the sound in obedience, that will happen as the second coming of Jesus Christ commences. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12, uses the words call and called, that carry the same implication of the word proclaim in verse 11. They mean to utter a loud sound. Kara, spelled Q-A-R-A in the Hebrew. The difference is this loud sound is a cry for help. A loud cry that will proclaim, choose me, God, redeem me, God, but, my friend, will it be too late? You see, that is the calling out of Jesus as kinsman redeemer, the Savior of the world. And in these last days, he doesn't come back as kinsman redeemer. He comes back as kinsman avenger. Jesus did that the first time. He came as the Savior of mankind. But today, Jesus is not coming for the second and last time as kinsman redeemer. This time, Jesus will come as the kinsman avenger. Do you understand what I'm saying? The word kinsman means a male relative. Take that, all you goddess worshippers out there. Jesus, as kinsman redeemed, came to save our souls. Now, Jesus comes the last time as kinsman avenger to avenge our souls from the injustice of the world, from the sins of the world. All those who foolishly thought they were getting away with something, all those who rebelled against the holy God, all those like the goddess worshippers who think their false gods can save them, all the elite of the governments of the world who worship the owl effigy and others, they will fall under the awesome mighty power of the one true God, the I Am, the Creator of the world. My, is that not a global warning for these fools to think about? That word out, found in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12, means to come out of the occult, to come out of the worship of false deities and heathen gods. It is a global warning, not a global warming, a global warning to all those who falsely worship. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear the sound, the shema, loudly being proclaimed in not only their ear, but in their sight. And in the face of global warning, may they turn back to a holy God. May they turn from the sin of this world that the devil, Satan, has placed there to trap them and to snare them before it is too late. Matthew chapter 13, verse 49, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Verse 50, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Verse 51, Jesus said unto them, have ye understood all these things? What about you, my friends? Have you understood all these things? Or can you not hear of the global warning? that God is proclaiming across the face of the earth, to the peoples of the earth, to the ends of the earth, the things that are happening on the earth, the unusual storms, the unusual tornadoes, the coasts that are now flooding, the wind and the waves, all these things have been prophesied through the voice of the watchman, and it is happening, and it is coming to pass. How loud does the global warning have to be to get you to hear and to bow to Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? How loud does it have to get before you hear and bow? Listen to me, world. You're about to come down. Listen to me, all these idols that you worship. They're about to come down. You worship money. You can't worship it and worship God. That's what the Word says. You worship things. You worship all the nice places and nice cars. That's what you worship. You don't worship God. You don't give to God. You don't give to God through the church of God, the true church of God, the true ministries of God. And those who do give out there are given to the false. They're given to the ones that are using it for Mercedes-Benz and millions of dollar homes and private jets and hotels where it costs them hundreds of dollars a week to stay there. When will you wake up, world? When will you do what is right? Matthew chapter 24 is the revelation of the Gospels. Let's take a look at verses 3 through 15. Verse 3, "What shall the sign of thy coming and the end of the world be?" they asked him. And in verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Did you hear what I said? Take heed that no man deceive you. Men are deceiving the world. The governments of the world are run by men, and now some of them are women. And that is also biblical, my friend. In Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 2.
Correction, Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 12.
"Your women and your children shall rule over you." So that's a last day sign. Jesus answered them and said, "Take heed, no man deceive you." Verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." Do we not now see the people coming on the face of the earth, many of them saying that they are Jesus Christ? Some of them are trying to legally change their name to Jesus Christ. Think of the Muslims. Think of how they are looking down a well for the 10th Imam. Down a well that appears to be around a foot to a foot and a half in diameter with a grate on the top of it. And they write prayers to this imam and they drop them down through the grates down into this well. Now, tell me, who is down? It is Satan. It is hell that is down. Heaven is up, my friends. It is not down a well. My God, how can they believe such a lie? "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and deceive many." That's verse 5, Matthew 24. Verse 6, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. For nation," verse 7, "shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." That means many places. Verse 8, "All these are the beginning of sorrows." Now, my friends, I believe we are not only in the time of sorrows, that we are moving through the end of the time of sorrows. You don't have to believe what I'm telling you. That is exactly where we are at, and we are entering into a time of tribulation that was never before, nor ever shall there be again. Jesus said that, not Brother Johnson. Verse 9, "Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Verse 10, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." The hate that's coming upon the world. They don't even like themselves. The Islamics fight against themselves. The Muslims fight against themselves. Whether they're Palestinian or Al-Qaeda, the factions in Israel are fighting against themselves. The religions in the United States are fighting against themselves. Well, Brother Johnson, I hear you fighting against other religions. No, I'm not fighting those religions. I'm called by God to reveal to you the faults of other religions. I have to do that. That is my calling. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Boy, are we seeing that, my friend. You're seeing it on the internet like never before. They've got these prophecy websites where they take you into chat rooms. They basically ask them what they need and then they prophesy to that. That is not prophecy. That is false. And you should not be listening to these folks. Most real prophecy will come against the sins of men. It will come against the sins of the world. It will come against the kingdoms of this world. And it will reveal the things that are going to happen in the last days, the end times, that we are living in. Now, verse 12, Matthew chapter 24. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13, one of the most important verses in the Bible. Listen to me. But he that shall endure to the end. Now, did you hear that word, endure? That means to hang on. That means don't let go to the end. The same shall be saved. Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. Verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now, we can look at the happenings and the conditions of the world today, and we can see fulfillments of every one of these verses, save that last one. The key sign that we should be looking for right now in the world today is in verse 15, and we are about to see the fulfillment of verse 15 very soon. Will it be the Antichrist himself who literally stands in the temple of God? Or will it be when the Jews reinstate animal sacrifice in that temple again? What more of an abomination in God's face could the renewing of animal sacrifice be? It was God's plan that the crucifixion of Jesus would end that, was it not? Don't you understand that? That's why Jesus died on the cross. He died to shed blood one last time forever. And when it was shed that one last time forever, the Bible says the gates of the temple were torn. They were rent. The holy place was exposed. Do you understand how that could be possible? It's because Jesus, Yeshua, his name was Yeshua, but I tell you the word Jesus does count. Don't listen to these false prophets. Jesus, there's miracles in the name of Jesus. There's healings in the name of Jesus. And if that were not true, God would not be honoring that name. So the name of Jesus and the name of Yeshua is honored. But what do you think about that? When God sacrificed his son, when that last blood was shed, that was for the remission of sins. That was to end animal sacrifice. The veil was rent and animal sacrifice ceased because Jesus was the last shed blood. It all comes down now to false worship. It's a global warning. It's about false worship. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out. You remember what that word out meant? It meant to come out of heresy. It meant to come out of foreign gods. It meant to come out of all those demons and devils and owls that are worshipped by the Illuminati. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Lord is saying, you must not touch these things. Because when Jesus comes again, if you have even your tiniest portion of your finger touching these things, it will go against you. You will be judged by the avenger, the kinsman avenger. I told you that was Jesus. He's not going to be coming to redeem souls. He's going to be coming again to avenge souls, to avenge His own blood, to avenge the blood of His saints. And He is coming soon. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate. Are ye separate? Come out, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I pray that this has been a warning to you, and that it will go all around the world. Send this message to everyone you can, because it is a global warning from God that God placed upon my heart. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Distribute it across the whole world. Email it to everybody. Send CDs. Make CDs. You have my permission. Copy this. Make as many CDs as you want. I don't care if you even sell this one, but get it out there. Get it out there. Jesus is coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha.
This message, along with 200 more, are free downloads on the www.neaiga.org website. Just look for the downloads page. Please prayerfully consider sending a letter of blessing to Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, LISLE, NY 13797, USA. Thank you, my friends, and Maranatha.